This podcast on Sports360AZ.com is brought to you by your Valley Hyundai dealers. We appreciate the Valley Hyundai dealers and their support.
Now, the Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Great Monday. Thanks for being with us. What a night. I don't know about you, but it was a late evening. And for those of you that watch on the East Coast or wherever you're taking us in, if you made it to the end, I was struggling towards the end. I had a long weekend. I traveled to Chicago. The last couple of weeks, I've been on the run. So I'm thinking, you know, I'll watch the game. And Kershaw is up early. He's shutting them out. This is a no contest. And then we all know what happened. We're brought to you by Sagicor Life, Sagicor Now. You got to take care of your family, guys. Got to make sure you've got everything in place. Check out your life insurance. Look closer into it. Sagicor Now. Sagicor, we appreciate them being involved with us. Sagicor, a big part of what we do here at Sports360AZ.com. So I guess now the Astros are in the command of this series because Verlander's throwing, right? I mean, you would have to think that with Verlander, the series goes back to Los Angeles. That was my first thought when I was looking back off last night. If I were to try to encapsulate moments from last night, A, the home plate umpire was brutal. The strike zone was all over the place. And I don't care if it's the Dodgers or Astros. It just was an erratic strike zone. It's never good when you're trending on Twitter and you're an umpire. That's not good. And that was happening last night. So there was that. Jose Altuve, you know, the Astros were here for a couple of games. I want to say it was like late August. One of them was one of those 1205 games played in front of families and friends. I didn't get down there to see Jose Altuve in person. When I see Jose Altuve, like Jordan Hamm, Eric, what do you think Jordan Hamm is? Jordan is maybe 5'7".
I'd say.
Maybe. So Altuve is even shorter than Jordan.
Oh, yeah. He was standing next to Tom Verducci after the game last night, and Verducci was looking down at him and pointing the mic, not like this way, but just down. He was just, it's hard for me to explain. It was just very odd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Verducci's a big guy.
Yeah, I would assume he's normal-sized, yeah.
Okay, so I'm a big guy.
Yeah, you're two of Altuve.
I'm two of Altuve. About the ball that he hit for the home run last night, how does somebody, he looks like a little league player coming up with this oversized bat.
He's going to win the AL MVP.
Like my kids, when my two sons played baseball, they wanted to have the big bat and they had no idea they're trying to swing it. And they're both big kids. But I'm watching Altuve last night in a game of high energy and impact. And I'm seeing this guy who's in his mid-20s. We don't get to see Jose Altuve because the Astros are in the American League. So to watch him play, it's something else. Like Cody Bellinger, yeah, I've seen him. Goes to our church. I've seen him around the Valley. Saw him at Hamilton High School. So I've seen him grow up. And as off as he was in Game 3, and he's still taking big swings, I give Cody a ton of credit. I'll give him a ton of credit for finding his way back into the series and finding some rhythm because he just wasn't good. He was scuffling and the Astros had him spinning around. But you go up and down that Astro lineup. I had somebody send me a note last night. Do you think that the Astros celebrate too much? Like, are the Astros hard to watch? They're not hard to watch. I kind of like seeing the passion, the energy, and the enthusiasm.
From both teams. Really, honestly. I mean, the Dodgers...
Did the Dodgers celebrate too much?
Neither team does, and I like it. I mean, it's almost more of a College World Series vibe when you see guys run around the bases, yeah, pointing in their own dugout, pumping their fists. It's the World Series, and these two teams, Brad, are so evenly matched. I mean, the box score last night, Dodgers, 12 runs, 14 hits, one error. Astros, 13 runs, 14 hits, one error. Last night, flip a coin. Either of those teams had numerous chances to win. And it's just great drama. And it's good for A.J. Hinch, too, because remember when he couldn't execute a double switch when he was the manager of the Diamondbacks?
He couldn't do anything with the Diamondbacks.
And to see him have success is great.
I kind of like seeing Dave Roberts have this look of indigestion. When he made the moves last night, when they brought Morrow in for the third game in a row, which people will say it's abuse, but you know what? When you're trying to win a World Series, we saw that with Randy Johnson back in the day. You know, we did. And so it's not abuse from my point of view. It's guys that are going to tell their manager, yes, I can go out and give you what you need. The fact that Kershaw couldn't get into the fifth killed the Dodgers bullpen last night. Just killed it.
You had Keuchel and Clayton Kershaw in a game that featured 25 runs and 28 hits, right?
It took 5 hours and 14
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I had that.
Right. No, Keuchel in the first inning, they're hitting him around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
They were.
If you make a mistake against these two teams as a pitcher, they will make you pay every single time. And last night we saw that.
Well, and I guess there's somewhere in my heart where I feel good for the city of Houston. I have friends that live there. I have friends in L.A. But I have friends that live there that saw the flooding and saw all the bad stuff going on. And yesterday afternoon, the Texans and Seahawks put on a display of football that's how you want it to be played. So Deshaun Watson is clearly showing himself to be one of the great quarterbacks of the future of the NFL, if not the now of the NFL. Okay, James Harden in Houston and what James Harden brings to the court for the Rockets. And now you have a baseball team that's young. You look at the Astros and how young they are. We'll talk with Pedro tomorrow. He'll be in L.A. for Game 6. I just feel good for the city because they have some sports to grab onto and gravitate towards. There's not been anything about the national anthem. Now, has there been a player who made a racist gesture the other night? Yeah, and we'll talk about that as this week progresses. I'll get into that with Pedro because that was not a good moment. But by and large, we're not hearing about kneeling, standing, anthem, ratings, the commissioner's future, just flat bad football. So by example, last night, I got it here. I sent out a note to some people on the broadcast side. And Eric, do you think last night, what do you think rated better? The Steelers and Lions here locally. Here locally, Steelers, Lions, Sunday Night Football, the World Series. Which did a better number here?
Oh, this has to be a trick question. I would say I'm going to go against what I think and say Steelers, Lions had a better number than the World Series.
Okay. You're wrong.
Okay, good.
And I was with you because when I see us and our industry lead with football day, are you kidding me? Are you nuts? You're going to talk about some football at some point, but the World Series at a 14.5 in Phoenix.
Wow, that's a gigantic number.
Football did 8.4.
Still a really good number.
It's a really good number.
Lots of people watched sports last night on TV. That's the moral of this story.
So a 14.5 rating for numbers of television sets and households here, that's a ginormous number. And for football, you know, if you wanted to watch, I tried watching Lions and Steelers. I kept going over to Revenge of the Sith and Star Wars on FX. It just, I'm watching Lions Steelers like, it's okay. But I've seen enough football during the day. Rupert Murdoch held a press conference, not Rupert Murdoch, one of Murdoch's sons, correct myself, on Friday was asked, why are the NFL numbers flat? And he said, complete oversaturation. This is somebody who's running Fox. And it is. By last night, I'd seen some Cowboys and Redskins in the rain in Seattle and Houston. So over at my son's house, he has Red Zone. So I'm watching Red Zone yesterday afternoon. There's only two games going, but they were both really good. And by the time I got to baseball last night, other than the fact the Dodgers jumped out early on Keuchel and Kershaw was pitching, so my logic in my head said, well, this game's over, but I'll stick with it a little bit longer. It was fabulous. And for those of you that don't like baseball, it's fine. You have your space. You have your space. But if you're one of those people that says baseball is boring, then you obviously haven't watched this World Series. You're not going to give it a chance. And the fun part about it is you just don't know in these games. I don't care that it went 5 hours and 14 minutes. It didn't feel like 5 hours and 14 minutes. I'm playing mental chess as the game is progressing last night. That's the beauty of sport. When you can do that, when you can sit there and play along with, okay, if I'm managing right now, when do I get to Jansen? How long do I stick with Kershaw? And even the game on, on Thursday night? Was it Thursday night I was flying there? Yeah, Thursday night. And that was a great, all the games through the weekend. No, it was Friday night. All the games through the weekend were great. And it's good for baseball, obviously, to have this type of energy enthusiasm. I like the fact it's Houston, it's not the Yankees. It's not that I hate on the Yankees. It's just, it's good to see fresh blood. It's good to see a team like the Dodgers back into it. So now the series shifts over to Los Angeles. And with Verlander throwing, Houston has the advantage. So that was just great, great stuff.
But does that even really matter? I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, does
Kershaw throwing last night, is that your point?
Well, does pitching, because these offenses are so prolific, you would think on paper, figure quote, that the Astros would have the advantage, but the series is going back to LA. LA has nothing to lose. Now the pressure is on the Astros. It wouldn't shock me if this thing goes seven games.
Well, just the fact it's gone this far. And
it's been great.
And it's been every game's
been
entertaining.
So good.
It's been
so good.
What wasn't good was Arizona State. So the Cardinals had a weekend off, and they play the 49ers this week. And the 49ers got crushed by the Eagles. And
many could say the Cardinals had the weekend off last weekend.
Oh, man.
I didn't bring that up.
Did you go to the ASU game?
I did.
And your big takeaway was?
Wow, ASU gave up 607 total yards. Who would have guessed it after their performances against Utah and Washington? But it was lots of USC running free behind the secondary, whether it was Sam Darnold passing, Ronald Jones running. It was...
Look at that.
To fall behind that badly when it's a 21-3 deficit at home against a team like USC, you're pretty much done.
Well, even beyond the way the final score went out, like this play here, this is what I had been used to seeing for the last 2 years. So the defense gave up, as you said, over 600 yards of total offense. And so they took about five steps back. And we're in this space where people want to bury Todd Graham. With every win or every loss, people don't want to let this play itself out. And there's also this side of it. I'm imagining, Eric, if you were up in the press box before the game started, there had to have been dozens of NFL people there to scout Sam Darnold.
I would think.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean they weren't there to look at N'Keal Harry either, or Kalen Ballage, or any of those guys. But,
and I was dead wrong on this game, Brad. I'm going to let you finish. But last week, I was pretty confident that ASU not only would hang with USC, but beat them, and I was completely off base with that. I was drinking the maroon and gold Kool-Aid. Yeah. So,
well, and I've taken this stance all year on this. I haven't fired Todd yet, but I'm so sick and tired of people saying this is so great on a moment's notice. That's why you've been stuck for 20 years without going to a Rose Bowl, because you guys are just mired in mediocrity. You're willing to accept it. Like, I kind of like Todd Graham. I kind of like Todd Graham sitting there and saying, it's on me, it's on the coaching staff. I kind of like that there's the accountability. But there's another side of me that just thinks that it's Todd Graham saying what he says after every game, that I don't know how much he really believes that himself. It's kind of like when he said they whooped on Washington. It wasn't a whooping. You know, let's not sit here and go too far. Yeah, we whooped them. No, you didn't. They had a kicker that missed a couple field goals. And then you have the people inside over there that just want everything to be great. I don't know. When you have 10 penalties, 10. You don't sit here every week and tell me how great you are when you haven't been great. Let the process play out. Process for Todd Graham's going to play out. You know, now the bullseye's back on his back. If they lose to Colorado or Oregon State or UCLA, especially the U of A game, people are going to want him gone. If they win two and they lose two and they go to the Holiday Bowl, meh. Paula Bovin is next. News and notes. The professor going into the Hall of Fame this week in the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame. That's on the other side. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic. AZ Central Sports. I'm Brad Sismat. And now the professor Paula Bovin joins us from Cronkite, Paula is going to the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame this coming Wednesday. We made a big deal out of this because A, Paula's our friend. B, she deserves it. And C, it's just kind of fun to hear her squirm a little bit because she never likes the attention to be on her. Am I right on all three?
Yes, I'm really excited about Wednesday, but there is that little me part of me with the whole attention thing. It's like, oh.
Okay, are you gonna? Are you going to charge for autographs at this event? Pictures, photos.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. The demand is going to be huge. You know, me and then Marley and. So, yeah, no, I won't be charging. I would be great. I'll pay for someone to ask, frankly, if they want my autograph.
So it is it's Mr. Bidwell who is going in, and I understand Michael may be representing him or Nicole. It is yourself.
Right.
It is
right.
Shane Doan. It is Dan Marley. It's the four of you.
Yes. And Anthony Robles.
Anthony Robles. Him? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We forget.
Yeah.
We love Anthony.
I know. I mean, this class is unbelievable. I'm so lucky that it's this group. I think I've told you I was worrisome that I might be going in with people I had ripped. So I was a little concerned, but this group was an easy group not to. So.
Now, I think you and Dan had some ups and downs that you didn't give him enough credit at GCU, if I do remember correctly, here the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, no, I think early on, and then frankly, I told him this, it took me a while when I would mention, like, these programs are exciting to watch, or these are the best coaches to deal with. I would inevitably kind of keep them out of the loop because I hadn't put GCU on that plane yet of where you put ASU and you put the pro teams. It's not the case anymore. I mean, when I'm thinking of successful sports programs, now GCU comes to mind. But frankly, it was a bit of a learning experience, and you know how it was, Brad.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they weren't even just as a college, university even, they weren't in discussions much. And I know that your daughter went there, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while for it to be part of the discussion and the landscape, but it sure has come in a big way.
Okay, Shane Doan, do you have a thought on Shane going in? You and Shane, and I don't know anybody in town that doesn't like and respect Shane. So have you had interactions with him?
Yeah, it is totally, he is who he seems. I mean, one time, it's funny, I was at breakfast about 2 years ago, and he was at the same breakfast place, and somebody was, like, near me dying to ask him for an autograph, but said, should I? So I text Rich Nieren, who is a media relations person for the Coyotes, and said, do you think it'd be okay if this guy goes up to Doan? He's like, are you kidding me? Send him over. And that's who Doan is. I mean, just totally embraced the respect that people had. And I just have a fondness for people who stay with one organization. I know that is not the nature of professional sports.
Right.
But for someone to do that, to turn down money and other things over the years, and I'm glad it's come full circle where he's working with the team now, because for a while it was kind of an awkward breakup, and I didn't know if that was going to happen, and I'm glad it did.
Okay, you and Mr. B, as a columnist covering the Cardinals through thin and thin and now thick.
Uh-huh.
And he is not one to talk much through the years. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of philanthropic work behind the scenes that none of us know about or we are told about it. Did you have interactions with Mr. B as a columnist?
Very little. When I really started writing columns, a lot, it was when the team was moving into the new stadium. There had been some, and certainly some columns about the struggles with that organization and frankly how bad they were, but most of my dealings have been with Michael. And I come from a vantage point of when I'm sort of judging these athletes and coaches, it's about frankly early on how they treated me as a sports writer and also as a female sports writer, because there were rough spots at places, but that has never been the case with any of these people we're talking about. I mean, just all you ever want. I mean, they can be mad at you for something you write or say on the radio or say on TV, and that's fine, but as far as being professionals, the utmost, all of them.
That's great. That's great. Paula Bovin, she is going into the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame, being inducted on Wednesday, News and Notes, with a professor. What was your takeaway from the baseball game last night?
Just fun. I went into this World Series kind of I think a fair amount of people were. Just because, you know, as a sports fan and the way the Dodgers have built their team and the money that's involved, there's always that sense of unfairness. And then Houston Astros are just, you know, I mean, the A.J. Hinch story is interesting, but I can't say it's a team I've ever really been overly interested in. So I had low expectations going in, but it's just been so fun. And last night's game, again, was like, you know, home run.
Sure.
Tie it up. You know, it was just back and forth. So I've really enjoyed the series far more than I expected.
Yeah, I'm kind of wound up about Altuve. Somebody who's 5'6" who goes out and just crushes it.
Gotta love it. I absolutely gotta love that story.
The Sun Devils, where are you at today off of Todd Graham's showing by his team against USC?
Disappointing. Disappointed, I think, is for fans who are hoping for more. You know, we go through this a lot with ASU, right, where the expectations get high and then something happens. And I know that's the nature of college sports often, but just because they had played so well the last 2 weeks, I didn't think it was any sure thing because, you know, however you feel about USC and how they've played, they often have the best athletes on the field. I mean, they recruit the best athletes. So I knew some of the matchups were going to be tough, but I thought the coordinators had sort of game planned so great those last 2 weeks and got the most out of the players on ASU, and I just did not feel that way at all on Saturday.
Yeah, it's back to the fire Todd and all that stuff. I mean, it's just you got to let this thing play out from my point of view, and I think it will. But that was definitely for Ray Anderson and Michael Crow. That had to have been a step back to whatever it is that they've been thinking, because that was just an unacceptable performance, my point of view, at this point of the season, as well as they played.
Yep. Yeah, it was. It was a big – a loss wouldn't have been embarrassing. It was just sort of the way it happened.
Sure.
I think that was the tough part of it.
Stay well. Enjoy Wednesday night. Thanks for the time.
All right, Brad. Thanks.
It's Paula Bova, News and Notes, AZ Central sports columnist back in the day, now professor at Cronkite, and going into the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame on Wednesday. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. I'm Brad Sussmat. Thanks for checking out this podcast on Sports360AZ.com, brought to you by your Valley Hyundai dealers.